Critics are calling Wild Rose funny, moving, and brilliantly uplifting.
I'm trying to get to Nashville.
Do you not think you've sacrificed enough for that fantasy?
It's irresistible.
This is me trying to make something of myself.
This year's A Star Is Born only better.
You're young, you're incredibly talented. There is nothing you can't do.
Starring Jesse Buckley and Julie Walters.
When you put your mind to something, you can do anything.
It's sensational. A must-see. Wild Rose in cinemas April 12th.
This week at Tesco, large Easter eggs are 3 for £10. And we've got a large choice too on all your favourite brands, including 12 Snickers and Smarties. At 3 for £10, why shell out more? Tesco. Every little helps. Ends 22nd of April. Selected stores subject to availability.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Sue Studio.
Kelly Grant,
the Grandmaster.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Goodbye, Carl.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Damn, you guys turn
What's
out for
up?
A bunch of tree-hugging hippies.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much, Portland.
Oh, my God.
Man, you don't let this seasonal depression affect your asses at all.
Whoa.
It rains every day of my life. I don't even give a fuck. I'm going to enjoy my life. Your
wow.
beautiful city. Oh, my God.
Loving Portland. Look, I got my Powell's bookstore shirt.
I'm wearing what I got for Portland on my body, my actual body.
Yeah.
The food here. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The men here. I thought you guys were going to be a bunch of tree-hugging hippies.
Yeah.
And, you're tricky. You're tricky about it. Because the guys here are like, I don't shave. I'm like, yeah, but you trimmed that shit for 3 hours today, sir. Okay?
It's true. Wow. This is actually our third time in the Pacific Northwest in the past, like, four or five months. You guys are awesome. Wow. Well, you guys are a great audience every time. We actually have some of the premium and super premium sponsors here.
Yes.
We have the incredible edible Matthews sisters. And we also have
Can't Have the Burger Without the Bird, Miss Megan Berg.
And we have one very confused straight man right here in the front row.
Bless your heart, my little
twin.
What? Oh, he's gay.
He's on our team. He's butch.
Never mind. We're not looking at you anymore.
All right.
Oh. Gay men are nice to each other.
Oh, there's a straight guy. What a week to be a Bravo fan, right? What a week.
It has been so good all week. This episode.
Yeah.
I mean, this episode of Real Housewives of New York has been amazing. We finally got our goodbye call!
Yes, goodbye call!
Which has just swept the nation.
Yeah. Swept it.
And we've never done this at a show before, really, at our homes either.
Yeah, that's one thing we've never, ever done.
So for the first time ever, we've written a song for...
In honor of Beverly Hills. Shall we start?
Do it.
Okay. You're not a real friend, Kyle.
You're not a good friend. You're part of the gang, Kyle.
You're in the gang, Kyle.
Part of the gang, Kyle. You're not a friend.
You're not a good, loyal friend. Goodbye, Kyle! Goodbye, Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle!
Goodbye, Kyle!
Goodbye, Kyle!
Get out of my fucking house, Kyle Richards!
As well, my children, my cheeky, my snooky, my hanky, diamonds and roses.
Goodbye, Kyle! Goodbye, Kyle!
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Lisa, I'm only here to tell you what everyone's thinking. That's all. I'm just telling you what the general consensus is. And everyone thinks you care about your image more than you do your friendships.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye,
Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle.
Thank you so much.
I mean...
Soon to be climbing the charts. Song of the summer.
Erica Jane who, am I right?
Yeah.
I'm sitting behind a table, but I was patting my puss the whole time.
I don't give a fuck.
I was patting the fupa the entire time. And now for my friend, Tito. I'd like to welcome him to the stage. Do you know what it's like waiting an entire day to drinks? You don't look like an alcoholic.
Oh, sip it up.
Dorinda does.
You guys, I mean, Goodbye Kyle's fun, but this New York episode, this is the first time we've ever gotten to do a Berkshires episode live, so.
And so much good happened in the Real Housewives of New York in real life this week. Ramona's infomercial, have you guys seen that?
Oh. If you haven't seen it, I mean, basically, here's what it was.
Yeah.
So Ramona has a new skincare thing out called Ageless. It's Ageless by Ramona Singer, okay? Okay, Ageless. Whoa.
Bethany says I don't even have a product. Well, guess what? I have an infomercial, and it's called Ageless, right?
This is a real commercial. This is not us coming up with another Goodbye Kyle song. This is a
real
commercial.
But it might as well be. It might as well be.
Yeah.
Our song we did in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think that took like five times the amount that it took Ramona to think up this commercial.
Like, remember when Cher used to do like skincare commercials in the 90s? That's what it's like now. Ramona's doing it. It's like the same couch and everything.
Like the fried
Ramona's
Piper.
Like, she has something called Ageless, and she's literally talking about, I don't even know what it is, but she at one point she goes, "You lose your collagen when you're 23. I'm sorry, but your collagen is gone. Okay,
it's gone.
That's what I always tell my best friend slash daughter Avery. Your collagen's 23. About to go away." Treasure it now.
It's gone. Turn 23 years old, you lose it.
Yeah. Goodbye, collagen.
Goodbye, collagen.
Goodbye, collagen.
I'm trying to think what else she said in this infomercial.
Use your collagen when you're 23. I mean, it's crazy. Okay, use this cream. It's elastic. Makes your face elastic. I'm like, what are you even fucking talking about right now, Ramona? Keeps your pants up. It's like, what are you saying right now?
It's like, remember a few months ago when she decided, when Ramona Singer decided that she wanted to become like a lifestyle maven, and she started releasing videos on how to, like, cooking videos. She's like, here's how I like to make a gin and tonic.
A vodka soda, remember?
Oh, a vodka soda.
Yeah. It's like, this first, is me. I'm going to make vodka soda right now on Instagram.
Watch out. Watch out, Chrissy T.I.G.N. Here we go. You take a glass of soda and you pour some vodka in it. And my little trick is I cut a little wedge of lime and put it on top. Voila.
It's ageless. Vodka soda. It's ageless.
An ageless vodka soda.
And by the way, you know, far be it from me to shame somebody on their looks. But when you do it to yourself, it's open season, okay? She's doing an ageless commercial. One of her eyes, we've seen the Botox eye. You know what I'm going to say. We all know the Botox pirate eye, okay? Half of us have it in this audience. Let's be honest. Like, this is not a show for spring chickens. We all know what the Botox does to you, okay? When you get too much, it makes one of your eyes close. So not only does she have the Kyle eye, the goodbye Kyle eye, she has one eye half closed. But not only is it half closed, it's twitching. So it's going like this. Her nose has just been redone. One of her nostrils doesn't open, which I've never seen before. And we've seen Michael Jackson's nose fall off. I mean, it's amazing. And this is when you choose to come out with your ageless commercial. You gotta fucking love it.
But that wasn't the only thing Ramona Singer did this week. Ronnie, literally right before, like, I'm telling you, this is the most productive 5 minutes we ever had. The stage manager was like, do you mind if we start 5 minutes late? We're like, sure. We wrote a song, and then Ronnie showed me this clip of Ramona Singer doing virtual reality.
And it's like they knew who was coming to the virtual reality studio because they gave her the simplest shit ever. You know, like virtual reality, you put it on, it's like, oh my God, it's dinosaurs, you know? No, it was like a living room, okay?
It was a virtual reality of a living room. She was basically like this.
She's like,
whoa. It's like there's a floor beneath my feet. I feel the floor. It's a real floor.
Whoa. What? It's a little cup of tea. I want to have some tea.
Is that Mario? Is that Mario? It's a real life Mario. Touching it.
Whoa, it's a chair. I want to sit in the chair. I thought it was
like a real chair. Like,
what kind of set did you give Ramona? A chair and some tea? Get that bitch in Jurassic Park.
Nature finds a way, okay?
So stupid.
Clever girl.
Okay, that's enough exercise for me, literally.
She'd be scaring those velociraptors away. They'd be like, you want to go for her? No, let's just go for her, the other one.
And then we're coming out with our Game of Thrones podcast, next
week. Oh, yeah.
So we've been working on some theme music for it, you know, and then we did this video on Instagram today. We worked on it today instead of going outside because, you know, I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah.
So we did the Vanderpump Rules opening as Game of Thrones faces, you know.
Yeah.
I'm literally out of breath from doing...
It's like adrenaline and like doing...
People at home, I literally stood up. That's all I did.
Ronnie did an amazing... He composed an amazing theme song for the new Game of Thrones episode.
Oh, you'll hear it soon. You'll hear it. Thank you. So we worked together today and we were making this video for Vanderpump Rules and we're like, who are the people from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Trying to match the people. And we won't go through all of them, but Ben, I said, who's Hodor? We can't make Katie Hodor, right? Because
she's a White Walker.
You know, we'll be bot,
she's a White Walker.
Like, body shamers, which it's not because of that, but also Katie's evil goes way deeper. So she's a White Walker.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that left us Hodor, and we were like, who's like the big dodo bird on Game of Thrones?
Hodor!
He said Brittany, and I've been laughing my neck off all day.
Jax, hold the door!
Hodor! Are you saying hold the door? No, I'm saying how dare you! Hodor!
Right, door, wow, wow, wow.
Oh my God,
you're engaged. No, I'm saying hold the door. Just hold the door. Okay, we are here to recap an actual
episode. We're here to talk about the Berkshires. So let's talk about the Berkshires, all right?
We will do it. We just had to share the joy. Oh, no, I wanted to tell you one more thing. Oh, so yeah, normally I judge a town based on, like, the 5 feet that I walk in it.
Yeah.
Which is usually the smoking area of the hotel. So I was out there today.
This is true. It's not a lie.
I'm bored because I want to see, like, hippies. I want to see people protesting. Like, we passed a building that's painted with resist. I'm like, yes, Portland. You know, I love you.
Yeah.
So I'm just standing out there, like, bored. And this really pretty lady with two men walks by. And she's like, well, you know, Bob hates when people say, I'm American. I mean, who does that? And I was like, okay, this is what I wanted to see in Portland. Yeah. You fucking crazy Portland.
I feel like I've...
Who says that?
I feel I'm like I've American. Seen, like, three women and three guys who all have, like, Joan Jett hairstyles, and I love that. That's my favorite part.
This town is my jam, as the kids say. Okay, guess what? Now we're going to recap an episode of Real Housewives New York City.
Yeah! So, one thing that I'd loved... Oh, I thought you were gearing up to tell me something.
Just paying attention to you. Okay. I know it's rare, but...
One thing that I love is that, like, I don't know if anyone noticed this, but on the previously on Real Housewives of New York, they showed... You hear Bethany go, what's going on? What's the matter? What's happening? I was like, she literally just said it. She just said it. Did you hear that? Did she actually said it?
Yeah. We've been doing this long enough that we actually think that we come up with things. We don't. We just repeat what is being done in front of us, you know? Yeah. Like, oh my God, can you believe how Goodbye Kyle is taking off? Like, you did not write Goodbye Kyle, you idiots. Yeah.
So the episode truly opens, I just had to say that because I was very excited about it, but the episode opens with Dale and Tinsley walking along, and the first thing you hear is Dale go, Tinsley, I'm concerned about this. I don't want it to change the shape of your jaw.
Tinsley, you've got your father's jaw. I have no idea in the world why you'd want to change it. Who doesn't want to look like your father?
Tinsley, you got a nice big square jaw, nice and manly and husband repellent. I like it. It's not like Topper's wife. She has a nice feminine jaw, but yours is nice too.
Remember when we were at the FedEx trying to send some things and that nice woman tried to send a Lego set in your jaw? Who wouldn't want that jaw, Tinsley?
A nice square jaw. So
she's like, you're talking too much, mother. Why are you talking so much?
So the latest like plague that has beset Tinsley is that she has massive TMJ.
And she's like that you call it a plague, I call it a coke addiction. How is this? Sorry. Sorry, but been there.
Can you get can you get TMJ from coke?
Yes, you grunt, you're like, that's, you guys, hello. Do you not remember Jax going to get this procedure last month?
Fair.
Don't you remember? Jax is like, you know, I'm just really stressed. I'm like, yeah, I would be too. Flush your nose.
Do you have a sink? My jaw! So Tinsley she's going to be emceeing an event coming up, and she's talking to Dale about it, this, like, Strut Your Mud event. And she's, like, talking about it, and you just see Dale staring at Tinsley like, my goodness, she does have such a square jaw. It's like, it's like looking at Iron Man right there. My poor baby.
He's got a huge show. Can I get SpongeBob a discount, Doctor?
It doesn't help that the doctor is totally in love with Dale, too, and they're just flirting, right? The doctor's like, hello, and Dale's like, you are hilarious, doctor. You are hilarious. And he's like, you're beautiful. What are you, sisters? And Tinsley's like, Glenn!
He's like, all I meant is that you look like two beautiful septuagenarian women.
Dale's like,
so, doctor, I don't understand what you're doing here, but I'm assuming we're here to get Botox for Tinsley's eggs, because Lord knows they're old.
And in case you were confused, I'm Dale Mercer, the mother. So Tinsley's
just Dale just bullies Tinsley through this entire episode. I fucking love Dale.
Dale is like absolutely amazing. I think we've always enjoyed her, but I feel like this is the season where I'm like, why is Dale not an actual housewife also?
I mean, Ramona already hates her enough to be a regular housewife.
So Tinsley's nervous because she's going to be emceeing this Strut Your Mutt, like, dog charity show. And she tells us, she's like, oh, the fashion show component is a baby step. At which point, I swear to God, I thought Carol was going to burst and be like, baby step.
She's doing this to hurt me. Wow.
That's what I call. A baby step is what I call the marathon.
She just recedes out of the office. What was that?
This is just a baby step because it's going to get me back into New York City.
Tinsley, this is your third season on The Real Housewives of New York City. You're back in New York City, Tinsley, okay? How many housewarmings are you going to have, bitch?
Yeah, Batman can only return once. So
the more things I do like this, the closer I get to my old life.
Like, you're in the wrong time machine. She's like clawing her way back to her old life.
Through doggy fashion shows. Like, that Tinsley Mortimer, I'm not sure about her. Wait, she's doing a doggy fashion show.
A dog show.
Bring her into high society.
I mean, was it sponsored by the Staten Island Ferry, or was it just very close to the Staten Island Ferry?
Now, Tinsley Mortimer, before we accept your application into this building co-op, have you hosted any doggy fashion shows recently? Oh, I tried to. All right.
So the Tinsley's like, well, I'm here. Would you freeze my forehead? It's moving. Look at that. That moves. And he's like, but what if you become frightened? You don't want your face to reflect the fact that you're frightened? She's like, no!
If I'm frightened, I'll just fall down on the floor.
And she goes, this is going to hurt, right? And he goes, no, it's just going to feel like a bunch of little sticks. And Dale goes, that's going to hurt.
I'll tell you one thing. Topa's wife, she can take pain like a champ. She's great. Doesn't even need Botox. She can move her jaw like nobody's business. She hosts dog and cat fashion shows.
Most beautiful baby I've ever seen. So then they make some the inevitable balls on Tinsley's, you know, holding balls, because he's like, here's some stress balls. And she's like, oh my God, balls!
Oh, my balls!
She's like, doctor, you want to take this one or should I?
Mercer girls love Botox, and we certainly have used Botox in every conceivable space. Talk about my vagina, Tinsley.
No, Mom! Mother!
Let's face it. It's time for a commercial break. I'm sorry, but if we don't take one, it's going to be very day class set, okay?
Join me, Alex Jones, Adrian Charles, Jeff Brazier, and Sophie Thompson on Guide Dogs' new podcast series, I See What You're Saying. We'll be talking to some inspirational guests about how sight loss impacts their parenting, friendships, love life, and family life. Sharing the ups and downs and the funny moments in between. Listen to Guide Dogs' new series, I See What You're Saying, now on your favourite podcast app.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, I'm Jason Hazley.
And I'm Joel Morris.
And we do a podcast called Rule of Three, where we talk to people who make comedy about something funny that they love.
Maybe we learn something about how comedy works.
Or maybe we just quote bits from Riddick and Gill.
Both approaches are valid.
So if you want to hear Aisling Bea talking about Father Ted.
Or John Finnemore talking about On the Hour.
Or Dara O'Brien talking about Eddie Izzard.
Or Nish Kumar talking about Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Listen to Rule of Three.
Because laughing about good things is good for you.
We're not doctors, by the way, just to make that clear.
Oh, God, no, we're comedy writers. It was a much easier course.
Search for us on Acast or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so then we go over to Ramona and Sonia walking in. Sonia's Sonia's front yard, which is some random park or whatever, Central Park, I guess. So, which isn't even a burn because no one has a front yard in New York City. No. I'm like, oh yeah, burn. You don't even have a front yard. It's just Central Park. What a loser.
So
she lives on the park. Okay.
Sonia's wearing some sort of like, some like, you know, noise canceling headphones. And Ramona's like, whoa, what are those things? Never seen them before. The future is now. First virtual reality, and then earmuffs that make noise.
I can't wait to ride my horse around the city and tell everybody about these crazy new inventions.
Sonia's like, oh, these, oh, you know, these just like, these cut out the sound noise. And I love that she came up with the phrase sound noise.
Ramona actually disses them. She looks at them and she's like, well, I have wireless. Like, they are wireless, you asshole. She's such a dick. And Sonia's like, these are wireless. You know, now that I moved, I'm trying new things.
She's like, well, you know, the new apartment, now that I live in Columbus Circle, I mean, I feel like I'm at a rave all the time. Mm. And I just had, like, this image of Sonia Morgan in a rave in the 90s, except she was, like, in the middle of traffic. Like, yeah. Oh, it just reminds me of being in those raves again.
Ramona's like, hey, I had a blind date, okay? It's like, Ramona, I'm not wearing them anymore, okay? Talk to me now. So she's like, I had a blind date, by the way. She's like, blind? She's like, blind? Well, I mean, he's not blind. You know, I could barely see him because my whole face is doing this the whole time. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. He speaks three languages, and he's very wobbly.
He's very wordly, she said. I was like, "What? Is this a new game?" She's like, he's very wordly.
He's very words with friends, okay?
And Sonia goes, oh, so he's ugly? She's like, ah!
How did she know that already, Sonia?
Whoa. So, yeah, basically the guy's ugly. And so Ramona's like, you know what? You know what? I'm into sex. I'll admit it. I'm into hot sex. Someone I can rip off his clothes. I just want to rip off his clothes, take oil, and rub down his chest from behind, okay? Just want to be like Mario, Mario, Mario.
Do not ever try that dance at home. That was horrifying. I will never forget that.
Yeah, that was like 6 years ago.
This is her sexy massage stance. She's like this. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. I have wireless.
Wireless. Sonia's like, she's like a date monster. I mean, I'm not. I just say, I'm tired, busy, have things to do, got a business, career woman. I'm like, since when? Who the fuck are you, Sonia?
So they have like this really warped perception of reality because they start talking about the lunch that Luann and Dorinda and Bethany had last week. And they're saying, yeah, we heard it went well, which, no. And Sonia's like, oh, so Dorinda's feeling great. I was like, when did Dorinda ever start? Last time we saw Dorinda, she was kicking Barbara out of her apartment.
It's like, she's the best place I've seen her in a long time, Sonia. That's it. That's all I'm saying. It's like the best place I've ever seen her. She's doing great. Dorinda's doing great.
Whoa. I'm so happy because now we can gel.
Yeah.
Gel as a group. And I think that, like, right now,
now,
in this moment,
right now. Right
now?
Wait, hold on. Right now, okay?
Whoa.
Right now is when we're going to
do. Hey, Sonia, are you listening to Van Halen? Right now. Right in this moment? Now?
Now. Right now.
I think that I'm good. We don't. Now?
Wait, hold on for it. Hold on. See the sun? Where's the sun putting the shadow? Oh, wait, hold on. It's almost there. Sun is moving.
Now, right now,
I'm good with everyone. Which is hilarious because Ramona's never been good with anyone.
It's like, so I'm ready for the butchers now, okay? I'm ready to go. Right now, I'm fine. Let's go right now.
And I feel like
pressing the Bluetooth headphones like.
And then the producers then give us an extended montage of, like, the Berkshire's greatest hits, which to me it feels like the Oscars and, like, we're watching the nominees for Best Picture. It's like, First we have like Heather trying to feed Bethany hummus. Like, you want some hummus? You want some hummus?
No, I can't. I'll be on the floor. Like, literally, I can't. Literally, I can't.
And then Dorinda, look, Jackie's baby. And then my favorite karaoke song they play at these parties, Bethany screaming at somebody,
you're a hypocrite. You fuck everyone and you pretend you don't. Say it all.
Mention it all. You stole my haircut.
Also, we've been, the whole world, by the way, has been misquoting Dorinda the whole time. Did you guys notice this? She's holding a bottle herself of vodka bigger than my head. And I have a big head. She's like, I cooked all day. I decorated. I did it nice.
Well, to be fair, she then muttered like 10 different times out of that, I made it nice. I made it nice.
Oh, she did? Okay. I thought I had a gotcha moment. That means nothing. You know, this is my favorite kind. We've been doing it wrong. Nope. Okay, move on. Pretend that never happened.
It's important that facts are always like...
And then Ramona, when Bethany's like, mention it all! Ramona was saying, you were topless? You had sex on a waterbed? You had sex with a woman? I mean, there's nothing wrong with any of those things, but yeah. You were on a waterbed?
The strangest nouns make their way into Real Housewives of New York. Like, that whole, like, Tom D'Agostino's scandal, the fact that there was, like, an element where Ramona was like, yeah, I knew him. We went on a date, and afterwards, he taught me backgammon. It's like, it's like Mad Libs was going on. Like, backgammon's in this? Waterbeds?
So then, you know, all the crazy things that have happened in the Berkshires. And Sonia's like, it's like having a baby. You say never again, and then there you go, having another baby.
Or production tells you you're having a baby again. So now
did Sonia have another baby? What the fuck is Sonia talking
about?
I think
she only has one baby.
So does Ramona. What are these bitches talking about?
To be fair, her slippers are sort of like her baby.
Listen. So Bethany. I was like, do it. Go ahead.
I'm like, listen.
I'll just sit back here. This is a super fun scene. Ben, no. Take it away.
So Bethany's at home, and she's going to go visit a new guy that she's dating up in Boston. And she has a really pressing question for really all of us, which is, should I bring a two-tone watch, or so I have it all together? Should I have a two-tone watch or not? Like, what's the matter? What's going on?
Her poor assistant. It's just, what's the matter, what's going on, what's happening, are not even there. I don't know where they went. They're probably with Pickles in hell somewhere, like we should never have worked for
free. They fled. They got out of there.
But now we have Meg, and Bethany's just her giant closet. Like, should I have a two-tone watch? I mean, like, what should I have together? Should I have gold? Should I have silver? Should I have the gold and the silver? Like, what should I have? I have so much money. Like, I literally can't believe.
Like,
can't remember where I put.
Like,
the,
how many jeans? Should I have like the skinny gold jeans? Should I have like the cuffs? Should I have the shorts? Should I get the shake? Should I get the like what do I want to have?
I've entombed a baby in gold.
Of a baby.
Should I take this
baby
with
gold.
Me? What do you
what
think?
King Tut? Should I get skinny King Tut? Skinny sarcophagus?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Should I wear a Bentley on my head? Like, what should I do? What should I even wear on this date? Okay, you're rich. And the poor assistant who makes, like, a Starbucks a day. You know that's her pay.
And the assistant's like, I've packed your skinny girl jeans for you. I'm like, okay, we get it. So.
I have a date. He lives in Boston. I was like, oh, I cannot wait until we get to the scene where you give Tinsley shit for her boyfriend not being anywhere around.
Yeah.
I'll wait, ma'am.
So, you know, now, I'm not going to make fun of Bethany grieving because she went through something terrible.
It's disgusting. Who lives like that?
But. This grief counselor comes over, Dr. Norman Fried or Freed or whatever. He's got
Fisher
that like
Stevens.
He's doing that. Yes,
Fisher
he's doing
Stevens.
That like receding mullet thing where like he's bald, but he's like still growing out in the back. And he's like, "Hi, I'm Dr. Norman Fried.
Hi there.
You know, I don't want my utter fuckover of Michelle Pfeiffer to affect our session today.
Yeah,
really." Really sorry it went down like that.
I'm so glad I could take a break and from buying a new Corvette and getting my ear pierced and cheating on my wife for you.
I've just gotten back from Scrotox and I'm ready to talk.
Turns out that's not a new frozen yogurt brand.
So Bethany tells us about our new guy, our new guy. It might as well be the way that we act.
We're dating him too.
Like, I have not chosen for you to date this man yet, okay? So she's talking about her new guy. She's like, I'm just going to see where it goes. You know what I mean? It's like a courtship, all right? There's a guy. He's pursuing me. I'm a lady. Makes me feel great. There's a guy. Here, yeah, he's the there. Guy. I'm here. He's coming towards me. He's offering me things. What am I going to say? No?
What am I going to do? Like, I'll take your bed, like, make me coffee. Like, what is it, Bumble?
Table and you
like,
just
Hinge?
Say, what,
I'll tell you what, Hinge. It's like,
he's sitting there at the table.
What's up, got to do with it? What's up, got to do with it anyway? I'm a private dancer, okay? Like,
at least ask for some red sticks. Ask if they're gluten-free. What are you going to do? The worst he can say is no.
So Bethany is understandably having really weird feelings about dating someone else because she had a lot of weird, there's a lot of mixed feelings about what happened at the end.
You
there.
Want some water? A snack?
You want water?
A snack?
Do you want dinner?
If you need dinner, it's okay. I have forks. You don't need them. There's no food here, but I could give you food if you want food. Do you want
nuts?
Chips?
You want nuts?
You like chips?
I got nutcracker. You want
skinny
nuts?
Girl popcorn.
Nuts?
No. Got that? You want that? The doctor's just like, can we just talk? You know?
So.
Sit down, Bethany.
Here's what I love. Because Bethany is like, it's a very emotional scene. She's crying. She's sort of like going through all these mixed emotions. And one of the primary thing is that like, she's dating someone new and she feels guilty about that, et cetera. And so the grief counselor says, you know what? Loving someone else is a testament to the love that you had with Dennis. And she's like, what are you talking about?
What? What's that mean?
What do you mean? What are you, crazy or something?
That doesn't even make sense.
What is that? What does that mean? A testament to new love? It's a new guy.
I love Dennis so much, I'm fucking some guy from Boston. Whoa.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I don't know, it's Gravestone? Who the fuck does that? Who are you?
What the fuck is that? Get the fuck out of my house. Get the fuck out.
Forget my code.
I just love that even in like her most tragic moment, she can still just be totally Bethany, you know?
Yeah. And did you notice that behind her, while this whole big dramatic scene is going on, she has this giant statue in her home. I'm pretty sure it's a snake eating itself. Is that what it is?
It's
like
I think
a snake eating its tail. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. I think Dorinda got that for her.
I did it. I found the snake.
So now it's time for Strut Your Mutt, the big doggy fashion show happening in New York.
Oh, God. Did Tinsley come out of the dog van? I wrote, Tinsley comes out of the dog van. Did Tinsley come out of the dog van? I wouldn't even rewind it. I was like, I'm depressed now. I'm not even fact checking right now, okay?
You know what would have made me so happy would have been if Tinsley showed up in that, like, doggy van in Dumb and Dumber. Like, it just came over the hill. And she's like, it's just like Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels going, like, mock, ing, bird, bird. She's like, oh, I hate charity.
So Dale's with her, and we see Kelly, her publicist friend, who's really getting Tinsley back on the road with this Strut Your Mutt show or whatever. And Dale's like, oh, Kelly, how I've always wanted to meet you, darling. Thank you for helping these mutts and for enabling my mutt. I appreciate that.
You're so beautiful and young and fertile, just like Topper's wife.
You smell delicious. Is that the smell of working eggs?
Is that the smell of potential? I haven't smelled that in so long. I'm also happy to report that Bambi, which is Tinsley's dog, was back in the self-possessed rib sweater, which is my favorite thing. I love that sweater.
And here we are with another rescue dog. Are you Bambi the dog? Someone is
dressed as
Bambi.
Oh my God, it's Bambi. Someone dressed as Bambi.
Hilarious.
And she's shivering.
Adorable.
She's shivering. I'm not sure if that's Bambi or Tinsley, but I like it. So,
second dog rescue story of the week on Bravo, by the way.
Yeah.
Notice how differently this is handled.
So Dorinda shows up, but they're like, Dorinda, we got this dog for you, whatever. And Dorinda's like, yeah, this is great. Yeah, my dog just died like 2 days ago. They're like, what?
You know, he was 15 years old. You know what happened? She passed away. And it was sad about it. And sitting there on the couch, and I'm thinking, you know. I look up, and Richard's there.
Yeah.
Richard said, yes.
He's there. I said, you better back it up, Richard. I'm watching Law and Order. I'm watching Law and Order, okay? Was I the
so
only
I knew that the dog was home.
Was I the only one who felt like there never was a dog? Like, she had an actual balloon dog, It was like Psycho, you know, like Mama
or
Bates.
Richard. Dorinda's just talking to herself this whole time. It's going to be a no. It was very sad. No. God. Sorry, my fanfic got
pull
a little
away from
dark.
That one. Okay. So they're all there. Oh, so then Ramona shows up. Dale is sitting there holding Bambi.
Or Ramona doesn't show up, and Dorinda's just like, "Hey, Ramona."
Hey. So Dale is sitting there holding Bambi. Like Dale is right by the stairs, ready to greet like every cast member to have like her moment. And Ramona shows up like, "Whoa, here I am. I'm just gonna walk by this strange lady who looks like the mom from Who's the Boss?" Hi, Ramona. Hi, Ramona. I had to grab my Diet Coke. I had visions of it falling on my computer.
What a bitch. Oh my God. What a monster.
What a treasure. What a treasure.
Bitch treasure. Okay. What a bitch treasure. Okay, bitch let's treasure. Go diving. I'm diving for bitch treasure. What are you diving for? What a monster. Dale is so nice. I mean, not to Tinsley, but to everybody else. And she has been dissed now 2 weeks in a row. And she's just like, oh.
But when it comes to monsters on Real Housewives of New York, there's only one real monster this season. My favorite monster.
3, 2, 1. Oh, monsters.
I did the mash. I did the Countess mash. God bless Luann. Luann gives us something new every season, and this year it's Monster Luann, and I'm totally here for it.
And Tinsley's like, thank you so much for coming, Luann. Thank you.
Oh, hi.
And Luann's like, oh, of course. I'm glad to be here. I mean, one thing I haven't been a member of in a very long time is an audience. So
I'm just happy that there was time in between my cabaret shows to come to your adorable little event.
Have you noticed that when Luann gets like this, she's been doing it for years, but when she turns into this evil monster Luann, she literally puts her head up and she sucks in her cheekbones and then
yes.
Looks and shakes her head. She goes like this.
You would too if you lived in a roundhouse. So Luann's there. So
you shouldn't throw golf balls if you live in a roundhouse, am I right?
So Dorinda's trying really hard now to be nice. She's like, oh, Lou, I'm so excited. You're going to come to the Berkshires early. And then you see, like, Ramona and Sonia and Tinsley nodding like, yeah, we're so excited, bitch.
And then Luann goes, well, I'll be coming from my Hamptons estate, so I'll be there anyway.
She said, I'm coming from my house upstate.
Oh, how have you been all for 3 days I've been telling Ben, oh, I'm sorry, I'm coming from my Hamptons estate.
I thought you were
you haven't said anything.
I thought you were trying to start a joke.
No. I literally thought that's what she said. I've been furious at Luann. Like, now Luann's fine. She's done nothing wrong.
But the thing is, it's still funny. Every time you said, I'm coming from my Hamptons estate, it's still funny, and she still would do that.
Yeah.
But
she's like, well, I was going to be there anyway. It's like, oh, thanks.
But I just like, see, this... What I think is hilarious is that she's bragging about having a house in upstate New York. Oh, well, I'm coming from my house upstate. It's like, congratulations. There's also like 4 million, I don't know, people who live in that county, too. I'm not...
This is a woman who doesn't know the difference between West Palm Beach and Palm Beach.
Oh. Yeah. Truth.
Now we know. So.
So Luann goes, oh, when I see Dorinda's eyes light up, it warms my heart. But then Barbara told me about getting thrown out of her apartment. Ah!
And then I'm very upset that we don't have Barbara this episode, so I'm really glad that they at least gave us a Barbara clip of Barbara talking to Luann, and Barbara's like,
I was invited to this thing in the Hamptons. Should I still go to the Berkshire? What do you do when someone kicks you out of the house? Was it the light bulbs? What did I say?
I feel like I should be there because I'm always told I'm the life of the party.
So then Dorinda, who just forgets shit that happened 5 minutes ago, you know, like me, she's like, we're going to have this great guy and he's going to be naked.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to have a naked chef. He's going to be naked. He's going to be naked.
Like, I'm pretty sure.
Chef is going to come cooking.
It's like nothing you've ever seen before in the past 11 months.
Seen.
You've never seen it. I'm like, didn't this happen?
This was like last year, right? Wasn't happened. The Naked Chef? I mean, was this the episode that Dorinda stabbed herself on the hand because she was so wasted?
No, that was actually a separate episode. That was the episode where Dorinda shoved her face into a cake that had light, like lit candles in it. For those of you,
I love that. That's how we can mark New York episodes.
Yeah.
What happened to drunk ass Dorinda during that episode?
For those of you, because I know there are some people here who have never seen this show, we really hope this entices you enough to start watching it because it's like the most amazing shit that's ever been on television.
So then she's like, you know, everyone knows I like my decorations, but this year, by the way, I forgot to tell you guys, I'm having the Naked Chef this year. Like, we know, Dorinda. It's really like Valentine's Day. Poor Dorinda's decorating for Halloween over there. So Loanne's like, well, you know, dog smog and everything. We're going to your friend's boat, aren't we, Ramona? And Ramona's like, oh, yeah. My friend has a boat, and it's docked right around the corner, okay? So she invited us all of us, Dale. Dale's just like...
Dale's like, all right, I'll hold your face.
Food and drinks. And Dorinda's like, I can't get going because I'm going a little bit too early. We got a lot going on this year. It's going to be crazy. I've got a huge surprise for you girls. It rhymes with meth. With no clothes on. Naked Chef. Mm.
So, yeah, so they're going to go. So, Luann and Sonia go to get some coffee, and now Ramona and Dorinda are talking, and now they're angry at Barbara because they feel like everything would be fine with Dorinda and Luann, except that Barbara is an outside voice that's getting in the way.
Which is true, but it's like an outside voice that's saying true things. You know what I mean? It's like an Into the Woods when they kill the narrator. It's like, why are you killing him? He didn't do it.
I don't know. I think it's like an outside voice, like at the airport. You know, when you're at the airport and it's like, the red curb is for unloading and loading only.
I'm Mayor Bill de Blasio.
If you see something, say something.
Please don't forget to put on your seatbelts in this New York City taxi. Take it away, Aretha.
So now
I just never changed the voiceover. Oh,
this is Barbara. Hi, I'm Barbara for the MTA. Enjoy your trip. So, so now it's time for the big runaway show. And,
oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
No, because I'm never gonna leave this scene. I loved it.
No.
Okay, so so Luann walks away, and Ramona goes, "She's in good spirits."
You know you've...
That's so rude.
Well, because all the season, every time Luann has seen Ramona, she's been like, get the fuck out of
my
face.
It's just the terminology, spirits, you know? Oh, it's like the poor woman's an alcoholic. She's battling alcoholism. It's like, oh, look at her over there. Whoa, you know, she put some more martini. It's like, why are you saying stuff like that, you know?
She's really drunk on power.
Yeah.
So...
So God, do you see Luann? She looked real thirsty. You know, it's like, don't say things like that.
I mean,
Ramona.
The Luann-Ramona friendship has just become, it's just evolved into one of the most amazing things because all they do is undermine each other, including now when it's about time for this runway moment. And Luann goes, oh, Ramona, this is your moment to kill it on the runway. Finally. And Ramona's like, whoa. Last time I walked a runway? I was like a deer in the headlights. And then... Whoa, I think we have to do the runway walk.
Okay.
That was the original flossing. That was the original flossing.
I mean, it is crazier than I even remembered.
She's like, whoa. I was like a deer in the headlights. They told me I was walking the runway. The entire time I thought I was going to get hit by a plane.
It was scary. But today, I have Coco with me, so I'm confident. Yeah, the dog would have made that better. Fucking weirdo.
This reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl. I was like, whoa, I wanna be a model. And I tried to be a model, and then Geraldine Parsons Smith said, who do you think you are? Elle McPherson? I'm sorry, you're not pretty. To this day, I've never been able to be in Vogue magazine, okay? He's just making himself a cocktail.
This is what I do at home when it's a Geraldine Parsons Smith story. Yeah. I'm like,
Geraldine Parsons comes out when Ronnie needs to make a new drink. It's like, oh, you need a top off? Okay. Just one time? It's a little girl.
Elizabeth the dog lady. I mean, shut up. Seriously, Elizabeth. How many speeches do we need at a dog fashion show, okay?
God.
Like, here's our first speaker, Elizabeth. She's like, I love dogs. That's it. I love dogs. I have a rescue. We rescue dogs. Some dogs are in danger and we rescue them. Okay. Our best president ever, President Obama. He's like, well, you know, dogs. Like dogs? I support dogs. All right, let's get Betty Ford out here. Who invited Betty Ford? Ramona?
Nora Dunn.
Laura Dern.
So that this fashion show is happening, and Tinsley goes, I just want to get back to the things I used to do. And then we cut to the most hilarious image of a dog in an autonomous car driving at Tinsley's shins.
Drives into her fucking feet.
Oh, it feels good to be back.
I'm the girl I used to be. Ah.
Poor Tinsley.
I'm the girl I always wanted.
Oh my god, that dog just pulled me over. I'm back.
The image of that dog in the car, I watched that like 10 times in a row. Just going a beeline towards him. She's like, oh! Like, how did that happen? Was this like some weird Gremlins episode?
We blame production for so many things on the show, but just the huge pile of crap that Tinsley is taking from everybody
from
is
dogs.
Not made up, you know? I mean, even the dogs are driving into Tinsley.
I know.
Okay,
and then speaking of that little car, then afterwards, Sonia and Ramona put their dogs in the car. They're like, we gotta put you down for a second. And immediately the dogs start to have sex. And they're like, we gotta stop them. And Sonia's like, huh? She's got one foot in the grave. Let her have some fun.
So then we get a car pulling up to the... We get a car driving to the Berkshires.
This SUV has come that the women are
going
to be
in. And you just hear Luann going, straight! Straight, sir! Jesus Christ!
No, left! Left! Jesus, it's Mrs. De Lesseps to you.
Does Liza suffer this? No! I bet Liza has a driver who knows what left means. 1, 2, 3, hit it, boys! Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad. But the world goes, God damn it! Get into shape, driver, you're fine.
Left. Your other left.
Luann does have a lot in common with Liza. Like, remember that time when Liza beat up her husband with a vodka bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, history. Okay.
Luann with a Z. So...
Quiet over there, talkie-walkie-talkies.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you.
By the way, feel free to tell your neighbors to shut up if they're talking when you're trying to listen.
Shut up.
Because that happens a lot.
No, don't shut up. We love you. Just be quiet, okay? If you're neighbors. Like me. Look what I'm about to do. Shut up.
So, God, this episode is so good. Because now they get to the yacht. And they're at the dock or whatever. And there's like a tiny little gate. And they're like... We're here. Whoa. We're here. And
what? Hello?
And there's like a woman over there. She's like, reach over the gate and pull up the latch. Whoa.
What?
I can't hear you. What?
What's
we're
that?
Trapped.
What's that?
We're trapped. You're stuck. You're never getting back on land. Do you have enough food? We're
Hold
never
on.
Getting back.
Sonia's lighting a fire under it. Hold on. We'll be right there.
Light the fire, Sonia.
How do we open a very small gate that we could step over? What do we do? How does a doorknob work?
So then they finally get into this gate, and they start walking down towards the yacht. They go on the yacht, and Bethany's there, and you know, because someone's one-upping someone with a yacht, you know?
Yeah.
Bethany's like, oh my God, nice yacht. Yeah, yeah, it's great, it's great. It's chilly outside, yeah, but you know, it's great, it's great. It's not your fault.
Glass?
You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What's that sea glass?
Yeah, I collect sea glass, too. I collect sea glass, too. Okay.
I collect it.
Yeah, I have it, too. I actually started it. I created sea glass.
Like, I know a lot about
sea glass. Yeah. Seashells? Oh, yeah, I have seashells, too. Yeah.
I'm not much seating, but you know, it's nice.
You got a tablecloth?
Floats.
I got tablecloth.
Congratulations. It's like a really tiny house that no one wants to live in that floats. I mean, yeah. I don't know why you want it, but you want
it. Is it a roundhouse? I don't think so. So they're on this boat. By the way, the woman who owns this boat, or at least has rented it, her name is Deborah Wasser. I don't know who she is. Like, I kind of feel like
Deborah
she's like being auditioned a little bit, right?
No, Deborah Wasser is someone rich married to some fucking guy who did some bad shit. You know? I don't know anything about this show, but I'm psychic, and I can guarantee you that privileged fucker did something. It's like Mark Rich. You know, she's married to, like, Mark Rich or something.
Yeah. She's the Denise Rich of this show. So they all sit down at this table, and Luann sits down. She sits down in front of a glass of wine. She voluntarily sits in front of the wine, and then she goes, whose wine is this? The memories. I'm touching it. My precious.
Like the, well, it's not the corner of my mind because my mind is round like my house, but put it over here. Like the roundness of my mind. I don't even want the God. It's the only thing I think about, Rosé.
I mean, here I am trying to move on in life, and someone puts a glass of wine in front of a place that I voluntarily sit down in.
Come here often. I am a singer. Yes, I do swallow. Come here. Best date I ever had. Rosé. So Bethany's like, get rid of that. That's tempting fate. And you're all tempting fate. You're on a boat. Okay, have you heard of the Titanic? You were just on a boat last year, okay? It was called the Wotanic.
Yeah. This cast does not do well on boats.
And Bethany's like, did you hear about the naked chef? And Dorinda just hops up on by the edge of the boat like, I told you not to tell. That was a surprise.
It's true, though. I'm going to have a naked chef. You're going to love him.
Ramona's like, whoa, where are we? This three-hour tour. We're lost. We're marooned. It's like, Ramona, we're at the dock still. So they start talking about the food that's there, because there's sushi, et cetera. I didn't even think about it. There's sushi with Bethany there.
Well, someone in the audience. Oh, girl, I already been yelled at by allergic people.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to start. Listen,
I've pissed off a lot of people in my life, my long life. You do not want to piss off a person with an allergy.
No.
My sister's got like 20 of them. Do you know what that bitch goes through every day of her life? Like, can't go there. Gluten! I've never seen someone so horrified in a hamburger shop as my sister.
So they start talking about sushi and like eating sushi off of like naked women and everything and how they never really like it. And like they start making all sorts of really unpleasant jokes about, whoa, it's not supposed to smell like fish down there, okay? Which actually now in retrospect, that's good foreshadowing for what happens later in the episode.
Right. So then Bethany's coming up next on Real Housewives. Fuck, crazy fucking stuff.
Fish.
So Bethany's like, yeah, you know, it's a naked chef. Like they eat off him. Like those girls, you eat off the girl. Like I would never do that. But like, sit, get a job. Vicky on Real Housewives in Orange County. You know what you need, sushi girl? Get a job. Do you think your mother's proud of you right now, serving sushi off your belly button? No, she's not. I'll tell you that right now. She's not. Get a job. So they start talking about sushi vaginas and stuff. Luann's like, oh, Ramona, don't go all schoolgirl on us. And Ramona's like, well, I'm not being a schoolgirl, but I don't know what you're talking about because my pussy doesn't smell like sushi.
I'm sorry, but my pussy doesn't smell like unagi, okay?
And then Luann goes, oh, well, you took it to a whole new level, Ramona. I was saying it in a classy way. He's like,
was like, y'all are talking about fish on vaginas.
The bitch is back. Oh, yeah, my God.
It's great.
Welcome home.
So now the...
back to my lunch table.
So now the women do what they do whenever they're bored. They pick on Tinsley. It's like, so where's Scott? Where's Scott? Huh? Where's Scott? Where's Scott? She's like, ooh.
Right before they do this, they just talk about vaginas and sushi. And the lady who's just brought them onto a yacht, catered an entire party, and now had to listen to this goes, well, girls, there is sushi if you want to eat.
I did actually spend money on this.
So funny. Okay, yeah. So Luann's like, so, how's Scott? It's like, whoa.
Is, like, he real?
Is he real? So Tinsley's like, well, he's with my mom, and my mom has a dog. And like, oh.
She's like, I don't want them together. Because my mom's like,
I want them to be together. She goes, who? You don't want your mom to be with your dog? And she's like, no. Scott.
Is Scott the dog? I can't follow this.
No.
So it's like, so, Tinsley, do you want kids? We haven't baby shamed you yet today. Do you want kids?
But he's like, yeah, yeah. How old are you again? How old are you? You want to see it? Here's the camera right here. How old are you again? I'm 43. 43. Yeah, yeah. That's dog years. Yeah.
I mean, come on, Tinsley. I tried to read your expiration date, and it's like faded off behind your ear. Okay, like don't lie to me.
It's like, just open up some mayonnaise, and it was like 3 years expired. I was like, whoa, gotta get rid of this thing, huh?
And Tinsley's like, it wasn't something I didn't think I wouldn't be able to do. I mean, I didn't even know how to make a choice. Like, what? And then Ramona's like, yeah, she saved her eggs. That's what she do, I guess.
I don't know who wants her eggs, but she saved them.
And so Bethany makes this joke. She makes this, like, a stupid joke. And the only reason why I'm mentioning it is because Bethany goes, you know, I'm on my third date, and then, like, Moisha's moving. Is in the driveway. And then it cuts. And for some reason, it just cuts to Ramona, she goes like this.
You see, no matter what your problems are in life, you can get along if you're just making fun of the same idiot. Okay, guys?
Luann's like, order in the court, order in the court. Tinsley, do you love each other? Because I'm not hearing that part. Maybe it's because I can't hear anything over my cabaret. All my adoring fans washing out Tinsley's voice.
Don't tell me not to live, just sitting about it. Tinsley, are you in love with Scott? Love's candy and the sun's a ball about it. Baby, love, love. Don't bring around that cloud around my parade. No.
So then Tinsley says the most hilarious thing. She goes, guys, my brand and my image is connected to New York.
Yeah.
Tinsley's brand, you almost got run over by a dog in a car. A dog driving a car almost ran you over. That's your brand right now.
And she tells Bethany,
yeah, I mean, come on, Bethany. You're someone who knows about branding and stuff.
And Bethany goes, ah.
But by the way, that was clearly Tinsley's way of saying, if I move to Chicago, I can't be on this TV show anymore, so don't try to get me off this show, bitches.
Yeah, well, and why should she? Just because she's poor and he's totally rich and will pay for their entire life forever, and this show's only going to last so long, and she'll probably be fired in a season anyway. Yeah. Why move? Move to Chicago! Do I need to show up there with the fucking dolly and strap you
no.
to it?
Scott should move to New York.
Move, and don't pack a
and
prenup.
Furthermore, so the whole thing is that, like, now they're saying this crazy stuff, like, she's not going to move unless she gets a ring, which is also a little crazy to me. And they're like, well, is there a ring? And she's like, well, I know he knows the shape of the ring. Like, it's going to be in a circle. And then, like he's talked to me. And Luann goes, well, great.
And then just stares like, at her. Who shows a girl a picture of a ring? Who does that? That's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. Which is true. Tinsley's like, he showed me a picture of a ring.
It's like Beyonce says, if you'd like that, you should have taken a picture and emailed it as an attachment and sent it to me on Gmail.
So, Ramona's like, whoa.
Scott knows that Tinsley...
Tinsley?
Tinsley wants a commitment. I think he's just playing with her. Or playing with himself.
So she's like, I'm not leaving without a ring. I'm not leaving New York. And Luann goes, really? And Sonia's like, I would want a ring. I'm like, okay, Sonia. You met your husband while you were a hostess at an Italian restaurant that he came to occasionally. Now, look. Congratulations. Nice move, bitch. I've been a hostess at an Applebee's. Look at my poor ass doing a podcast. You scored. But let's not pretend that you're writing a relationship book, okay?
Did I say ring? I think I meant rim job.
This is also the episode where we finally understand Sonia's line, which is still really weird. She talks about being a bottom later, and I'm like, this was the crux of your storyline, Sonia, that you had to make this your opening line? Okay.
So Tinsley's coming up with all these excuses for Scott and everything, and everyone's like, okay, something is, like, messed up, and, like, you know, like, but they eventually are like, you know what? Something is wrong deep down inside, but we're really bored listening to Tinsley. So they're like, all right. Well, we hope you're beautiful and you know, like, you have a good self, you know, like, know your self worth.
You're doing great. Tinsley, you're doing great.
And Tinsley's like, oh, I feel like you guys are on the chopping block right now, and you're being so mean to me, and you're talking about my relationship. And like,
no, we're not. We're just saying that we love you. You're really old. Your eggs are falling out of your face. Like, you literally have a ear. I thought it was a bat in your cave, but it's an egg trying to escape. Yeah. Right? It's right here. What are you mad about? We're just trying to love you.
Yeah. And Luann just says the most patronizing thing. She's like, well, I hope it turns out really well for you. That was a joke, girls.
Luann goes, here's to you. And Ramona goes, here's to your dream. And Tinsley's like, you guys are worse than my mother. Which is so true. And I hope when they fire Tinsley, they bring on Dale. Because Ramona needs a little.
Well, and you know, Dale was standing at that gate being like, you're doing great, Tinsley. You're doing great, Tinsley. I'm over here, Tinsley.
So then the scene ends, the camera pulls back, and you hear Bethany go,
you gotta love yourself. Listen to Justin Bieber.
Baby,
ooh. Oh, baby. Oh, Justin Bieber is worse than my mother.
I'm so Despacito.
Oh, my God, we're going to be here till 7 a.m. Okay. Oh, we're not
and
even
here's,
close.
Here's the crazy part. This isn't even the good part of the episode.
This episode is so this show, though. I love the whole thing.
So now...
All right, so now we go over...
To the Berkshires.
The Berkshires.
Bluestone Manor.
And she's telling Len, her assistant, she's like, Hey, Lynn, all right, look, here's what you gotta do. I've got some carving things, and also some electric carving things. Like, fucking Dorinda, you know, we all have a Dorinda in our lives. I'm the Dorinda in my life, where you just order so much shit from Amazon that you get there and it's like summer house, where there's like a mountain of shit in your house.
Also, you know how it's like May, and you see like, you randomly see a Halloween store, and you're like, who's going to a Halloween store in May? It's Dorinda.
100%. So, and then leaves everything at the store and drives all the way back to the Berkshires. Like, hey, let's get out of the store.
So Dorinda's like, listen, I love decorations. The eyeballs, the cauldrons, the dead people, the skunks, Jules Weinstein.
I got one of Tinsley's legs hanging there in the window.
I got one of John's underwears over there.
I got a ball made out of rubber bands. I know it's not scary, but I like it.
I got a New Yorker from 1992.
Have you ever heard of a Glade plug-in?
You know what's scarier than the devil? A dirt devil. Got one of those.
He got into a fight with Mike Dyson. Am I right, Dyson Ball? Hey, Len, bring out the dirt devil. I'll bring out the Dyson. Let's fight.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
You don't realize how crazy people are when they have so much space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Imagine Dorinda in a studio apartment. Because you know she does have 5 damn vacuum cleaners.
Don't forget, this is the woman who broke her foot when her pepper shaker fell off a cabinet onto her foot. She got attacked. You know what? For all the shit I'm giving Tinsley for getting attacked by a dog in a car, Dorinda got attacked by a pepper shaker.
You Tinsley, Sonya, Ramona are all going to be arriving early. And I like that. Because then I get to see this face over and over. I love that face.
So then we then cut to Tinsley, who every time they go on a group trip, Tinsley is always back, like, in the trunk. You just see, like, the top of her eyes, and she's like,
the way back.
The way back. The upside
driver,
down.
Could you put the spare tire, take it out of the way back and put it in this seat? Tinsley needs that seat.
Hey, driver. I think the spare tire's eggs are drying up. Could you fix that? So, Ramona, this is like, we always imagine what would happen if Ramona was like a voice on Waze, and now we get to know.
Well,
whoa.
In 100 feet, in 100 feet, you're gonna put on some moisturizer. It's gonna look like you're 500 feet ahead, and you're gonna miss your turn. Then what the hell are you gonna do, stupid?
In 100 feet, there's a red light camera, okay? Here it comes. There it went. Well,
you know,
you're supposed to take the Springbrook Parkway, okay? 300 feet ahead. Oh, and 50 feet ago, you're supposed to take the Sawmill River Parkway, okay?
And Amber Vandercleef just waved at me.
In half...
You know, Waze, do you guys ever use that? It's like some guy you met at a party 2 years ago just passed by and said, beep, beep.
I know.
Who the fuck cares?
In half a mile, there's a very handsome man on the corner, but we're not dating, okay?
Oh, my God. We're coming up on my favorite part of town. It's called Single and Ready to Mingle, okay?
In a quarter of a mile, we're going to pass AOA. No one cares about AOA. It's all about boutique.
Oh, is that the campsite?
AOA was
Ramona's
restaurant.
You see AOA, and I think of AOC, and I think of my Republican mother, like, just her head exploding at home. If ever I'm in a fight with my mom, I just need to say, AOC doesn't agree with that. And she's like, how dare you? Who the fuck raised you? You want to make a Republican go crazy, just say AOC, bitch. They're like...
I'll make you a new Green Deal. Hit it, boys. The grass so is greener.
That is a song, you know that?
I do know that.
The grass is always greener.
What's so wonderful?
That's so wonderful. You don't have to do it. And the characters who sing it are both Dorindas, too.
Yeah, they are.
Aren't they? I got love it. That's wonderful. What's so wonderful?
Hey, what is so wonderful? It's Halloween.
Yeah, grass is always greener.
I'll tell you what's
like it, Chef.
I'll tell you what's wonderful. Dorinda's sister, Melinda.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Yes.
She's great.
Melinda's sister. What a gift.
Melinda.
Melinda's sister
Dorinda's
is
sister, Melinda.
Like I get the
wait, Dorinda and Melinda? Oh my God. I just realized.
Dorinda and Melinda.
Dorinda and Melinda. I love that sitcom.
Posts. Her sister's in there, and she's just like Dorinda, but without like that stuff that freezes your body or you know what I mean, right? She's like a Dorinda that doesn't live in the city, let's just say that. So not to be rude, because I'd hang out with that sister first. No offense, Dorinda. I love you, Dorinda, but your sister grows things.
Yeah. Little zucchinis.
Her sister's like, hey, Ben Benji.
Hey, you like the decorations, Melinda?
I love the decorations.
They're decorations.
The decorations.
I know, they're good.
Did you notice when the sister laughed, she literally laughs like this.
I'm worried that the witch is cursed. Is the witch cursed?
I gave you that curse switch. You remember
the curse switch? Well, yeah.
The curse switch knocked a pepper shaker off my foot.
Yeah, I had to put her outside. I got to put her outside. Back it up. We're the same people. We're from the same place.
I don't want to see that witch. It's got bad juju. Get that juju.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you want a sandwich, make a sandwich.
And Dorinda's like, if it has bad juju, why don't you give it to me? And she's like,
To the people who don't watch Real Housewives of New York, this is a verbatim scene.
Dorinda and Melinda, I will never forget either one of you. That was amazing.
So now, a true highlight. Ramona, Sonia, and Tinsley arrive. And they get out of the car. And, of course, the first thing that Ramona does is that she sullies the place by letting her dog pee on the lawn, which admittedly is where dogs should pee. But I just like that that's the first thing that happens when Ramona arrives somewhere. Urination.
I mean, baby steps. Remember last time I walked right in and shit right in the living room?
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know how Dorinda says she likes everyone to arrive separately so she gets all the different reactions? Well, they didn't arrive separately, but she did get every individual, like every single one of them. Sonya's like, huh? Well,
oh, Ramona's like, I dated that guy.
Have you forgiven me yet? Can I unfuzz the painting of you in my apartment?
And then, of course, we saw that now iconic, like, zombie lady sitting there, like...
She's eating off her arm. She's like,
whoa, it looks like Bethany crying.
Which is just...
I mean,
so good.
It was right on the mark.
So then
Ramona's like, oh my god, I can't believe how many decorations Dorinda has. Who does that? It's like a whole store in one house. It's kind of gross, right? Are we supposed to be happy about this? Who's gonna help Dorinda? This is terrifying. Who cares? Let's find someone to fuck in this bed by this zombie. It looks like that.
So they go into the kitchen, and Ramona has a new sort of outlook on life. There's a little thing that says good vibes only, and she goes,
that's it.
Whoa. This is the theme for the weekend. I want you to look at it.
Look at it.
Take it in and believe it.
Believe it. It says boob vibes only, all right?
It
says... All you're going to think about today are your boobs.
If I remember correctly, it says Bethany is a slut, right? Is that what it says? Oh, no.
Look at the sign I found that says Bethany fucked her way to the top, okay? And the only reason she got anywhere is because she opened her legs, okay? Don't tell anybody.
It says, I'm sorry. Wow, Dorinda, look at all these Luans you have around. I'm sorry, I mean, jack-o'-lanterns you have around here.
And Sonia's like, that sign should say, buckle up.
It's the law.
She just wants to put all the New York statutes in a thing.
Mayor Bill de Blasio speaking.
Is that Barbara?
Okay, so Dorinda's like, you know what? Here's Luann's coming. She's going to come. She's not going to stay a long time. She's coming late, but she's going to stay for a little bit. But, you know, she wasn't in a great mood to see me. You know, I mean, maybe I'm sensitive, but it didn't seem like she was very happy to see me.
The big issue is that that Dorinda is a room short for all the women. I have a question.
Girl.
Does anyone else here watch Instant Hotel on Netflix? Has anyone seen it? Does anyone else think that Bluestone Manor should totally be on the next season of Instant Hotel? Where everyone goes around and rates each other's Airbnbs.
All right, we're here to judge the Moroccan room. What say you?
You know, I like the Moroccan room, but I didn't have a good night's sleep. However, I thought the local attractions were quite fun after all.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be difficult to sell a Moroccan room. It's a difficult thing to type into Google.
The devil's in the details.
Attention to the details. When you're looking for a place, you don't say Morocco because no one has to spell it. Mexican room. That's
Mexican
easy.
Room.
It's got an X right in the middle. Everyone
knows
where it
is. It's pretty techie. I had the worst night's sleep.
Have you thought about the beheadings that occasionally happen in Morocco? Not good for business. I don't call this an Airbnb. I call it an air no one know.
I highly recommend everyone watch Instant Hotel, by the way. It's so good. It's an Australian show, which is why we're talking like that.
I like when the show, it's late in the show and we're all wasted.
Yeah.
And you guys just start booing me for no reason, just because you feel like you know you should. Boo me for that. They're like, oh!
So anyway, so now the big scandal, okay? So Dorinda wants to put Luann in the Moroccan room. And then Tinsley... Is this the Price is Right all of a sudden? Everyone's yelling out their prices.
Let's go.
$1. Shock room, $1. So...
And isn't it funny? Because isn't the... Oh, no, that's Wheel of Fortune, where the turntable comes around and you realize you want a shitty room.
Yeah.
You know?
It's more like, let's make a deal. So Luann's going to be in the Moroccan room, and then Dorinda's like... So, Tinsley, I'm going to put you in the back room. Are you afraid to be there? It's only slightly haunted. There's also a bat colony and a hornet's nest back there. That's okay, though, right?
Can ghosts get you pregnant? Aww.
So then the big question is, who gets the fish room? Now...
This is so funny because no one will tell Dorinda that that room just fucking sucks and they all hate it, right? Because... You know what happens when Dorinda gets mad? Everyone's terrified. I don't blame them. So they're all pretending that that's a good room. And Dorinda thinks that that's like the best room. Meanwhile, they want to stay in Hannah's room. No, right. Ma'am. I'm not staying in some 20-something-year-old girl's room with gigantic eyebrows. No.
It doesn't matter because Bethany has that... Dorinda's given that room to Bethany, who doesn't even show up until tomorrow. But... The funny thing to me is, how is it that we've made it so many seasons into the Berkshires, and only now is the first time that someone has complained about that fish room? Because every season we're like, what's the deal with that crazy fish room? And now it's like suddenly people are like, oh God, the fish room. And for those of you who don't know, the fish room, it's like a teal room that has all sorts of strange, like, sharks. And remember that fish that would, like, sing songs and be like, bah, 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 bah. It's like that.
Yeah, it's like anyone from the South, it's like your papa's dream room.
Yeah.
Like, I caught that fish one time when I first met Jehoshaphat. It's like, shut up, that's a lie. It's like, so, it sings. It's a singing bass, Papa. Like, stop.
So Ramona goes, whoa, Dorinda doesn't realize the fish room is the least desirable room. I mean, who wants to wake up with a big fish? And I'm like, I know, that's why I'm gay.
It pays to come early. Hey.
And then Dorinda's like, you know what? Lou can stay in the fish room. She's going to love it. And Ramona's like, when you snooze, you lose.
Yeah. So now they're getting ready for dinner. They're going to go to dinner. And they're all upstairs getting ready. And Ramona goes, did the luggage come up? They're at a private house. Did the luggage come up?
Like, who do you think is going to bring up the luggage? And I thought they're like, okay, and they're all going to go wackily get their luggage. No, they just leave it there and go to dinner instead.
She's like going up to the Bethany thing. She's like, hello, I asked you to bring up my luggage, okay? I'll give you $500.
So they go to this hotel, and it's a Dorinda main stage, you know, because Dorinda walks in there. She's like, hello, where are you again? Waiter, come here. Get on my lap. Give Mama a hug. Love you. I love this place. So she hugs everybody in the restaurant. She's
yeah.
Like, this is the perfect spot to reintroduce Lou to the Hamptons. Because she can prance in here. I couldn't even think of a better place. It's Hamptons. It's Luann. Everybody knows her name.
It looks like
she's
rehab.
She's fallen down here many times. Nobody said anything about it. One time she stabbed a maid in the eye with a fork. You know what the maid did? She changed her name to Forky. She's happy about it. She loved it. Like, where are we going to go?
Forky Romano.
Luann is bending over backwards to make this woman happy, right?
Dorinda is, yeah.
Dorinda. Who does
so say? You said Luann.
Luann. No, Luann's not.
Doing that.
Thank you for correcting me. So, people were like, what the fuck are you even talking about right now?
So this is a very lovely hotel. Looks very fancy. So Luann struts in like, cabaret star coming through, cabaret star.
I'm sorry, I heard five. Is that right? All right, I'll be at the door.
So Luann sits down and she's like...
Rah, 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 rah.
Sit down. You're rocking the cabaret.
All right, you're rocking the boat. All right. I'm just marking it.
Mark McGrath. He'll actually be part of it. So, Luann, big Mark McGrath fan right there. So Luann sits down and she's like, Durin, I have a question. Can I get a massage tomorrow? Can you get someone to come over and massage? Thanks. Also, I have an 8 a.m. wake-up call. I'd also like a croissant for breakfast. And if we could do mani-pedis in the afternoon, that'd be great. Thanks.
Do you know what blackheads are here? Do you know how to remove them? That would be great. All right, just have someone in my room by morning.
What do you have on your pay-per-view? I'd like to see the new DiCaprio movie, if you have it. Yes, thank you.
Actually, I'd love if you would just reenact The Little Mermaid for me, just by yourself. That would be great. My eyes hurt. I don't want to watch a movie, but I...
But, you know, I'm really mainly concerned about the part when she's got legs and is on land. I really don't like the earlier part. So, if possible, can we just, like, ignore the under-the-sea part of that movie? Thanks.
Could you just reduce Star Wars where the dad is nice?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I thought Darth was kind of hot. He's an old friend of mine. Darth!
How she phrased this was just so rude, because she's like, do you have massage people out here? No, Luann.
Do you have massage people?
They don't know what massage people are in the Berkshires, okay? You feckin' bitch.
Have a question.
I'm already furious.
She is deranged. So if I go out of the woods and I find a guy with a banjo, you think you can give a massage? No? So it's like, well, it's time to talk about rooms. And Luann already knows what's coming towards her. They're like,
oh no. Hold on, this is so good. Who brings it up? Okay, doesn't Dorinda leave? Dorinda goes to the bathroom because she doesn't want to yell at Luann, right? So she's like, all right, Luann, you want me to go call the massage therapist? We're like, shit.
I gotta call a fucking massage company. What am I?
Yeah. Luann. You know, she's in the bathroom, like, hitting her head up against the mirror.
Stay calm.
Yeah. Calling Melinda.
Why
like,
so serious?
That fucking witch. I let that witch in the head in my house, Melinda. So she walks off, and then they start fucking with Luann. She goes, what room am I staying in? I'm assuming the master. I mean, master of the house, it's not just a song I sing occasionally.
She's like, don't tell me I'm in the fish room. If I'm in the fish room, I'm going to freak out.
That's it.
The fact that this is like a thing that can be said. If I'm in the fish room, I'm going to freak out. that there is a fish room, that it's a known thing.
And then Sonia and Ramona do the weirdest shit I've ever seen in my life, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
If I'm in the fish room, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Every person at a restaurant is like,
the fuck was that? So Tinsley's just laughing. She's kind of laughing, but she's also like, God, where's Carol? How is Carol the oldest one there? And she's like, I need Carol back. She's like, and Luann's like, well, she thinks I came all the way here.
All the way.
From upstate.
I went from upstate New York to upper state or New York to then to the right to the Massachusetts, and I came all the way there.
Upstate inherently makes me above you. Well, if she thinks I'm sleeping in the room with the fish, she's got another thing coming. And then comes her alcoholic excuse.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, humans, human out there, I'm so sorry you feel pain. Guess why you feel pain? Because you're a human being and it sucks and life hurts, okay? It's going to hurt every fucking day of your life. And when you feel happy again, it's going to be a reprieve for 2 minutes. Yeah. And then guess what's going to happen? Life's going to suck again. That's what we do. We're humans. So now stop using every bad thing that ever fucking happened to be a dick to me. You better step back.
Back it up.
Yeah, Luann uses the most ridiculous excuse as to why she can't be in the fish room. She goes, we all woke up there with the worst hangover, and I would think the girls would remember that. Like, she's going to be lying in bed there having, like, visions of a hangover and a shark.
If she puts me in that fish room, after all we've been through, and Sonia's like... she thinks it's the nicest room. She goes, nicest! It's got green walls and dead fish!
Do you know how hard it was for me to watch The Meg? I can't.
And Sonia goes,
terrifying movie, terrifying.
Don't insult her. Who, Meg? She was a bitch anyway. They killed her at the end.
What sort of bitch shark eats an entire beach of people?
Luann's actual Sonia goes, don't insult her. And she goes, don't insult her. Well, I will insult her.
If I want to.
If I feel like it.
So, Luann...
she's like cutting into a little tiny fillet. Angry. She's like...
So Dorinda comes back, and Luann is now complaining to her. She goes, oh, so Bethany comes tomorrow, and she gets the best room in the house, and I get the back room. I love it, and I wouldn't expect anything less.
Meanwhile, Dorinda has just had a very relaxing call in the bathroom with her good friend Franzia. Because Dorinda comes back like, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
So she's like, oh, well, I'll tell you this right now. I want Hannah's room.
We call it the eyebrow room. They get stuck to your face. You want that room?
She's like, yes, I want that room. She's like, I'm sorry, but Bethany's already got that room. Oh, so Bethany Frankel comes in a day late, and she gets the nicest room, and I get the back room. Well, I love it. You know what? I wouldn't expect any less. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Bethany called, and she, you know, she gets to a hotel. She has these weird things, going through a tough time in her life, and she insisted that she gets her own room. And Luann goes, and of course you listened. You listened. Last time I checked, when Bethany spoke, you didn't yell Giovanni to her.
So when Bethany said she'll stay if she gets the best room, you listened, and you, of course you didn't say, Lou's gonna have that room. Lou's. Who fights over your daughter's bedroom? This is the weirdest fucking fight I've ever...
And, you
we
know,
saw a picture of Hannah's bedroom. It's not like elephants walking in with, like, fresh whores and, like, water. I'm sorry, I've been watching Game of Thrones.
And you know... Like, Luann is still and probably will always be my favorite housewife of all time. I'm a huge stan. Shush. I love her. But that being said, you didn't fight... You didn't invite Dorinda's fucking boyfriend to your show, so this is payback.
You know, one good thing about always sticking by your housewife, like, he's always going to be Luann.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be Vanderpump, right? And you can take shit for it. I will always hate Kyle's guts. Always. I always have. I always will. And the good thing is... Yes, some years people are like, fuck you, Ronnie, fuck you. But then other years they're like, Ronnie, you've always been right.
Yeah.
Never change your team.
I don't. Because last year when I said Luann was the best, everyone cheered, and this year everyone booed.
Yeah, just stick to your guns, because next year they'll be back and they'll be like, Vanderpump's a washed up ass.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, it changes, you know? Always,
yeah,
it's
stick
what
to
I tell
guns.
Every Real Housewife. Just stick to your friends, okay?
Yeah,
just
stick to your guns. Friends.
Also, because it doesn't really matter that much in life. I mean...
Okay, so then in the middle of all this, Luann's having a fit, and it's so funny because
she's being totally
cutting
ungrateful.
The smallest filet I've ever seen in my life. It's like this big, okay? And she's like, furiously cutting it. And so Tinsley, poor Tinsley, he's like, why do I always have to get the short end of the stick?
So...
And Luann goes, really? Because I got the short end.
So Dorinda's like, you know what? Like, I mean, these are like $500,000 rooms. These are like nice rooms. They're all nice. I don't know what you're complaining about. And Luann goes, oh. Did you ever hear the saying, it's the thought that counts? What?
Have you ever heard the saying, a penny saved is a penny earned?
You ever hear the saying, that's the way the cookie crumbles? Yeah.
Have you ever heard the saying, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, Dorinda?
Right. You ever hear the saying, one in the hand is worth two in the bush, in the bush?
You ever heard the saying, dial one for English, am I right, guys?
You ever hear the saying, call 1-800-MATTRES and leave the last ass off for savings?
Oh, I mean... Yeah, look, he's singing in the shock room. It's a nice room. They made a song about it. Baby shock, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby shock, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Baby
no.
Shock, yeah,
yeah. I can't.
Dorinda's just in Looney Tune land right now. Because you know the Dorinda we all love would be like... What? What did you say about my fish room? My father caught those fish in a mail truck in the middle of the Staten Island River. The Staten Island River. You know, the sad thing is I actually lived in Staten Island. Carry on. Let's keep going.
So Luann now has, like any good diva, Luann now has a monologue. She should, like, I mean, I don't even know why she's not in a turban with a feather in it, okay? She's like... You have an empty room tonight because Madame Bethany is coming tomorrow and you're saving the room for who's coming tomorrow. And I drove from my house upstate to come and stay. And after all the shit we've been through, I think it would have been nice if you made the gesture. I really do.
Whatever makes you happy. It can't be that bad.
That's from an artist that you should know, Dorinda. Cheryl Eat Crow. What if God was one of us?
Sorry, it seems to be the hardest word. Am I right, boys?
Where have all the bedrooms gone?
So then Luann tells them...
By the way, there has been a rich history of people fucking with Luann's room. Remember when she got put in the basement in Vermont? And back then, she was like, well, I would have thought you would put me on the second floor as I am about to get married. It would have been the nice thing to do.
It's always something
with
her.
I love it.
I was getting married. I was just arrested. I was just divorced.
I just had a yogurt. They're going to put me in the shark room. Takes me back to my past. My past as an angler fisherman in the deep seas.
It brings me to the past, and I've seen enough fish for a lifetime. That's a quote from the show. What the fuck is she talking about?
Did she actually say, I've seen enough fish for a lifetime?
She goes, it just brings me to the past, and I've seen enough fish for a lifetime.
I've seen enough fish for a lifetime.
So Tinsley's like, fine, I'll stay in that room and you can stay in the Moroccan room. And she goes, you're missing the, what was that saying? God, I love saying, the point. You ever heard that saying?
The Moroccan room, what is this, the Plaza Hotel?
And Tinsley's like, no, I'm not missing the point. She put you in my room in the first place, but I got there early before you. And then I was like, I want that room. It's like, I got here before Luann. And then you got here, so why don't you just take that? Guess what you're going to have for breakfast, my eggs. Enjoy them.
So now this is like a really nice thing of Tinsley to do. And it was also nice that she stood up for Dorinda. And Luann just said, Oh, I didn't realize that. Well, thank you, and thank you for doing that. Thank you. But instead, she's like, that's not the point. She should have said, no, I'm keeping that room for Luann. I mean, she's just like on, like, she is on like a countess.
A countess, yeah.
The countess is back.
You know, isn't it funny? We've been trying not to say the C. Well, I've successfully not said the C word for years. And we switched that out with Cut Fitness. When there's been the countess the whole time. We've had the countess built into the C word. I've never even thought of it until right now, but God, she's good at it, isn't she?
And by the way, during all of this, during all this fish fight, Sonia and Ramona are still laughing. They're still like, ah!
And so then, she's like, you could have kept that room for me. And Dorinda's like, Luann. She goes, oh, no, no. Hey, Dorinda, how about you go sleep with the swordfish tonight? Huh? Why don't you go fuck a swordfish?
This is an actual television show that airs nationally of a woman who used to be a countess, who is now a cabaret star, telling someone to go fuck a swordfish. I can't.
And Dorinda, God bless Phronsie. I mean, she's a good friend. Dorinda's just like, anyway, sailing night. Like, she doesn't even care. Dorinda's like in her own world over there. And Luann storms up, and she storms out of the restaurant, and they're still following her at the camera, and she's selling some, I don't know where she's even storming to.
No.
She's not staying there. She goes down some, like, side hallway to the kitchen or whatever. And she's like, well...
You have a runny nose.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, guys. I say that a lot. But it's happening a lot. It's like, well, I'm not drinking. How could you say that about me? You know I get bloody noses in the middle of the night. Who wants to wake up with a swordfish while you've got a... So Luann storms off, and she's telling some busboy. She's like, she's got some nerve putting me in the fucking fish room. Are you kidding me right now?
And that actually is a cliffhanger. Like, only this show would have a cliffhanger.
And that's how it ended.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Wow.
The Pacific Northwest. You guys, Portland, you guys rock. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for coming to our show.
Thank you so much, Portland.
We're going to come back this area soon.
We love you.
Bye, everyone. Good night.
Hi, I'm Dan Snow from Dan Snow's History It. Amazing starts when you buy a National Lottery ticket. By playing the National Lottery, you help raise around £30 million a week for good causes. The People's Projects gives you the chance to decide how the National Lottery funding can make a difference in your local community. Voting available 9 a.m. on the 1st of April to the 15th of April midday. Go to thepeoplesprojects.org.uk. Terms and conditions apply. The People's Projects is a partnership between the National Lottery Community Fund, ITV or SDV if you're listening in Scotland, and the National Lottery. The National Lottery. Amazing starts here.
This week at Tesco, large Easter eggs are 3 for £10. And we've got a large choice too on all your favourite brands, including 12 Snickers and Smarties. At 3 for £10, why shell out more? Tesco. Every little helps. Ends 22nd of April. Selected stores subject to availability.